Lesson 2, Part 1, starting now. The women's movement is the name given to the efforts of women in the 19th century to improve their conditions of life and to break out of their state of subjection and restriction. Except in the fight for the vote, there was no definite organization with a starting date and chosen leaders. The name loosely covers the efforts of the women who came to be called feminists. They had many aims. They wanted an education equal to that given to men. They wanted to train for work so that they could take jobs outside the home. They wanted equal rights with men under the law. They wanted the right to vote and to have some say in the running of their country. The leaders in the women's movement were from the upper and middle classes. Many were rich and had leisure and a position in society to assist them. They worked not only to help themselves as women, but did much to put right many general social wrongs of the time. The women of the working classes were kept busy earning a living for themselves and their families. As there was a large and growing number of women who must work to support themselves, the first needs were for education and training, which would open up other professions and trades to them, besides teaching, sewing, nursing, domestic service, and factory work. End of part 1.